Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 26th of February. The Bank of Korea left interest rates unchanged, which was entirely as expected. 22 economic forecasters were unanimous in their expectation for a stable policy. And of course, unanimous economic opinion could hardly ever be wrong. What was very exciting about today's meeting was the new forward guidance mechanism, which suggested unchanged policy rates for the next 6 months. Forward guidance has to be treated with some caution, as, of course, facts can change. Regrettably, the Bank of Korea has copied the US Federal Reserve's fabled dot plot approach to economic forecasting, although at least the Bank of Korea allows for an upside and a downside scenario alongside the base case for each member. There is still, obviously, no idea as to the different probabilities that will be attached to each projection. But the basic conclusion is that the Bank of Korea is fairly positive about the economic outlook and intends to follow the ECB's policy model of masterful inactivity. On Saturday, US President Trump had suggested that US importers would pay a 15% tariff on many imports. On Tuesday, a 10% tariff was imposed. Overnight, US Trade Representative Greer said that buyers of imports from some countries, but implicitly not all countries, will have to pay a 15% fee. The difference between a 10% and a 15% tariff is, in economic terms, not that great. At a consumer price level, the difference amounts to about a 2 percentage point difference in the consumer price, assuming tariffs are still passed through. However, it does underscore the uncertainty that the current trade policy has once again created. Given that policy uncertainty acted as a paralyzing effect on US business decision-taking last year, a renewal of uncertainty may hinder attempts to move on from that this year. We get US initial jobless claims data today in an otherwise rather unexciting data calendar. US initial jobless claims are not exactly packed full of excitement, but they have a slightly heightened importance in the wake of the failure of the US economy to create any notable number of jobs in 2025. One of the problems, however, is that in a no-hire, no-fire economy, there will not necessarily be a significant increase in jobless claims, as those entering the workforce but unable to find work will not ordinarily be included in this particular data. In the world of central banking, we have another pontification of policymakers speaking. ECB President Lagarde, of course, but also three Federal Reserve members, the Bank of England's Lombardelli and the ECB's Dolenc. Is any of this going to interest markets? Perhaps the Fed speakers, but it's hard to see too much by way of reaction. The euro area is also publishing M3 money supply data, and money supply data is something which hasn't really animated financial markets since the 1980s. However, the growth of M3 is still notably below the nominal growth rate of the euro area economy. Money supply is falling as a share of GDP. This should happen if liquidity preference in the economy is declining. It is the ability of central banks to reduce the relative supply of money when money demand falls that enables central banks to avoid inflation problems, something the world of crypto still struggles to comprehend. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.